Welcome to Small Ensembles. A few words about our lovely live facility here. Last year we were elbow to elbow, so if folks come in, please slide over. The pews are nice and slippery, you can do that. Facilities are on the lower level, the men's on that side, the women's on that side. Also, we're a little tight in here, so as the musicians are coming in and out, please help them along. Don't bump their instruments, and have a wonderful time. Our first piece this evening is Hal Dixler and Becca Morse playing Sonata in F Major by George Frederick Handel.
Before I start, I just want to tell you all that I started taking recorder at the tender age of 37, which was 4 years ago. So this is something I've been working on for the last 6 months, and hopefully I can do it for, as well for all of you all as I do for my cat.
Thank you.
We have a last-minute addition to our program. Jay Clemmie and Hal Dixler are going to be playing Sonata for Bassoon or Trombone or Baritone by George Philippe Telemann. So the mystery is not that big, I don't think, but there he is. You need a chair?
Thank you.
Next up is Alice Liam and Associates in Silliness, and that's all I need to say.
I am Professor Aloysius Q. Fusilium, and we are here to discuss a very serious issue for Unitarian Universalists and indeed churches in general, the issue of conflict. Conflict often in churches disappears underground because people are afraid that if they say what they have in a conflict, everything will fall apart. And so we have for you here, bringing to the surface, a musical description of conflict that is not so subterranean. We will see who can do better.
Oh,
Celtic clan between.
No, this is not Celtic.
My apologies. I'm still back in the 13th century.
And that's all right. It's not really the Celtic clan anyway.
Okay. Anyway, Trish McLaughlin, Susanna Smart, Christy Anderson.
So we're going to play a couple of tunes. The first one is an old traditional Welsh tune. In English, it's All Through the Night, followed by Country Gardens, a traditional English tune.
Next is the most originally named flute and harp, Alice Liam and Van Midget.
So the first piece is Green Sleeves and Yellow Lace, which is, I don't have information on who wrote it and what they, how it got arranged, but it was a dance in 1721.
Thank you.
by a singer-songwriter named Barbara Stavola, who is a member of our church, and she was a great school teacher. So when we get ready to design a banner that goes out in front of the church, it's always Barbara who designs the banner. She's retired, and she makes mosaics, and if you happen to become her friend on Facebook, you'll see the most incredible mosaics. And a moonvine, in case you don't happen to know, is a fairly prolific sort of a vine that has these big white flowers, and they were growing full blooms at night. And so it had grown up on her porch, and she looked at it one night, and this music is what came from it.
That's the end of our concert this evening. Tomorrow night, come back for more small ensembles. It will be at 9:45, hopefully immediately following Youth to Young Adult Bridging. It will be in First Church, where we've been meeting for morning worship and theme talk. Tomorrow night, 9:45.